What is your frustration with the San Francisco 49ers? Because, Dibs, for me, that's the word I keep hearing, even when they're winning. Like, even when he hit Jennings on that little play-action fake in the end zone, they take the lead. Yeah. Like, I think they're going to win. Everything is always exhausting, and everything is frustrating. It's a very frustrating team to watch.
Right, and it would be less frustrating if they were 7-3, and if they'd won the earlier two games that they should have won, and then last night or yesterday they just kicked that one away, you'd be a little less frustrated. You still would be looking at it and saying, boy, there are some red flags. Something doesn't seem right. And I was listing it off in our show thread earlier because, for me, you can look at almost every level and every position and see fault. The offensive line is a problem.
Yep.
And, you know, Trent, I think, was the only one of the five to not have a penalty. You know, Dominic Pooney didn't have a penalty either, but there was back-to-back plays where McGlinchey false started, then McGlinchey gave up a sack, and Brendel...
McKivitz, sorry.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same guy, unfortunately.
No, I don't know. Denver's playing pretty well, but anyway,
right,
go ahead.
But you look at the pass rush, and, you know, Nick Sorensen, Mr. I'm going to rush four. If I hear the play-by-play announcer Joe Davis say one more time, Niners bring four... Right.
But
they bring four every time, and they don't get home.
But you're not mad. Actually, but they do. When Nick was out there, like, their defense was fine.
Right, but they don't do anything different. They rush four. Well, and then Nick goes out of the game, and they rush four. And, you know, Fred Warner kind of having a little bit of a quiet stretch to his season. He's not making the same amount of impactful plays as he was earlier in the year.
I got to think
when he was DPOY candidate.
I got to think offensive coordinators are just singling him out and going, let's go away. Wherever Fred's going, hey, quarterback, wherever Fred is, just go the other way.
Like, but in run fits and whatnot. Yeah, and I thought the secondary yesterday they were fine, but they play 7 yards off.
It's
a pitch and catch all day long. They don't ever take a chance. They don't ever try to make a play. It's, we're going to rush four. We're going to play a little soft on the coverage. And I could run through the play-by-play and show you, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
He's a great player.
He's especially good when you don't have to, really work to get open.
And Yadam is not, by the way. Like, even when, because we've been frustrated, he doesn't get on the field much. And when he does, something bad usually happens. And I know he got the pick yesterday. And it was one of those picks where it's like, what the hell are you doing back there? Who was my guy who won Super Bowl MVP? Was his name Larry Smith or something for
Larry
the Steelers?
Brown.
Larry Brown. Thank you. Larry Brown had two interceptions in the Super Bowl, and the then Oakland Raiders made him a very highly paid defensive back in the following offseason because, he was fancy and he was a Super Bowl MVP. You know what he was? Out of position. Like, if a quarterback airmails everybody and you intercept it, that's not a great play. You just happen to be Johnny on the spot. And go to one of those last drives where Geno Smith looped it right over his head to DK Metcalf, taking chances that he shouldn't take. Look, they're secondary, I get it. Charvarius Ward is going through hell. So they're a man down and two men down. Green left for a short time yesterday. I understand it, but their depth has been challenged and has not answered the call all year long. That is one of many things that we can point to here. But it's just killing everybody because you look at this, and in addition to not getting the results you want, I think every fan is sort of challenged to figure out why. I can tell you, the people I watch the games with, they just ask me all day long, wait a minute. This is the same people. I know you're down a man here, you're down a man there. It's the same coach, it's the same system, same quarterback, same running back now. You got the same tight end, the same receivers, the same pass rusher, the same linebacker. What the hell happened? Why does it look so different? How can you go from number one in separation to number 29 overnight? How does that happen?
Two things. One, adjustments. Yep. And the other one is that's not the same team. And if you talk about how many games they played this year with Debo, Ayuk, McCaffrey, and Kittle, the answer is zero. And so you're asking Ricky Pearsall, a rookie, who is making strides. What was his fourth game, I think, yesterday?
I struggle
two
with that,
targets
though,
and no catches.
Yeah,
and
but
Samuel, he does not look to me to be as spry, physical, and quick as he used to be, and yet you watch him on these jet sweeps, and they see it coming.
Exactly.
Kyle's playbook is predictable, and the players that he's looking to execute these plays, they're not getting it done.
Christian McCaffrey, you know, it was 4.2 yards per carry, but like McCaffrey has not looked himself. And so I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that Debo is suddenly old and slow. I don't think Christian is still hurt. There isn't any space. This is an adjustment that Kyle Shanahan needs to make. I'm not a play caller, so I don't know, but I know that he's made adjustments before. You don't sit in the league for 25 years doing something that works and never have to make adjustments. That's not football. That's not life. You got to keep staying ahead of the curve. But I really kind of I've finally reached a point, and Mike Holmgren came on this show like 8 weeks ago,
yep,
and he's like, it's just injuries. Today, I stand up to disagree. It's not. It's not, because 5 years ago, they went to the Super Bowl, and none of these guys were on the team.
And none of those guys, for the most part, were as good as these guys.
Right. So, like, this system has always worked, and you could sub people in and out. Matt Breida, Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, whatever the hell you want in the backfield. Jordan Mason,
hello.
Sure.
And there's a guy who, by the way, does look like himself, and yet he gets two carries.
Well, I mean, we don't know if he looks like himself, or did he just have two nice carries? But
well,
he
had two nice carries,
yeah,
and then he didn't get a chance to touch the ball again.
I'm with you that it would be nice to yes, rotate people in more and more. But the larger point remains, where did the space go? That, to me, is the whole key to everything we're looking at. You can pick an individual and get mad. Oh, Brock's now not worth money, and Debo is old. And the offensive linemen stink. And keep going.
You're doing great.
Whatever. And George Kittle's not there. We can do this all day long. George Kittle and Debo Samuel were not in a game against the Rams where Brock Purdy and Juwan Jennings flew up and down the field without any problem at all. And Ronnie Bell and a drop and all those things.
Juwan doesn't seem to be the problem.
He's
right now.
Not the problem. That's my point. It's not the personnel. Like, yes, mistakes get made. But I don't think roster construction is suddenly a problem, or injuries are the only thing to blame, because they've dealt with that all the time through the last 6 years, and they almost always win, unless the quarterback gets knocked out. They almost always win. Now, no. Now, suddenly, we don't win. Suddenly, guys are slow. This has to be much more schematic to me.
No doubt.
Than it is about personnel or legs suddenly being gone.
Well, and look at the scheme yesterday. And you know I love to talk about personnel groupings, and they love to do a lot of 21, two running backs and one tight end. Well, that one tight end is Eric Saubert, who is not necessarily a big pass-catching threat. And a lot of times when they went to that yesterday, they would have Juszczyk up there as the de facto second tight end, and he got some targets as well. But beyond that, I thought that everything that they did was pretty predictable, where you'd have McCaffrey as the lone back, and a lot of times he was just getting the handoff. And if you watch the offensive line, they were not creating that second line of scrimmage. So they're blocking at the point of attack, and when you run the ball, you want to be able to get to the linebackers with your O-line, and they just weren't yesterday, yep, which is why McCaffrey didn't have any explosive runs. He was fighting for three and fighting for four, and then the offensive line penalties. And I can look at almost every single drive and highlight, a false start here. There was a hold. One of them was Juwan Jennings on the on the jet sweep, third and one.
I think the only one that wasn't an offensive lineman.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got Banks and Brendel, and you've got
McKivitz.
McGlinchey had a couple, too. McGlinchey, I'm going to throw him in there for old time's sake. But the penalties and just the lack of discipline. And, you know, Brock did miss on a couple of critical throws.
Well, the decision on the interception was terrible, but I also, you know, you look at it, it's like, well, there's no space. I mean, half the balls that Juwan caught, you're like, well, that wasn't a very good decision, but he jammed it in there somehow. They're just, people aren't open. And I refuse to believe that that's because the 49ers suddenly aren't fast. Like, remember Baldy earlier this year? They look slow. I don't think they are slow. If you lined them up and ran a race with the 49ers, you'd lose.
I would, for sure.
Yeah, no, but you get what I'm saying.
Like, I do.
I still think they're, like, when Debo hits open field in Seattle and Brock throws it over everyone's head, what happens? He didn't get caught from behind. They can run. They're just something in the structure of this whole thing. The rest of the league has figured out the counterpoint, and now it's time for a new counterpoint. And we haven't seen it yet,
no.
At least not consistently.
Well, and yesterday was a big disappointment on that front, and I look forward to Grandy's grades today. I actually glanced at him on Instagram or Twitter. The station sent him out, and I looked, and he was pretty harsh in some areas, and I thought that he was spot on in those. And you know, I look at that game from a play-calling standpoint, and I'm kind of the mind of Greg Cosell. You don't really know what the play call is or what's going on in their mind, but I look at an offense, Mark, that, like you're saying, you're not blocking very well. You're not getting separation. You're not getting explosive plays. And it looks very, very ordinary to me. The word I used on the thread earlier was bland.
Well, I was
bland.
I
not George Blanda, the great Raider quarterback and kicker. Just bland.
I'm almost tempted to use the other B word.
Why you gotta say it like short?
It's really, really offensive, too.
You better be careful.
Bland?
No, not that B word.
Oh. Well, I mean, what are we doing here?
Boring.
Oh.
That's not as boring as
Jake. We're going to the five-letter variety.
What are we doing here?
Not as boring as Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. But yeah, dude, where's the juice, man?
I was happy that my Netflix crashed.
I mean,
did that thing freeze, or are they both frozen?
No, well, I saw all of both.
Thank you.
Both.
I was so happy that you watched it.
Did you? I'm so mad that I watched it. I don't usually get very mad at my lovely Christy, but this one is on her. And it's on the Warriors for being up by too many.
Good point.
Especially if you're only going to win by five. Just keep it at five, and that way I can be like, we're not changing to the stupid concocted whatever, the clam bake over on Netflix.
I was proud of my tweet about other Tyson Paul fights that I was I would rather see. Chris Paul versus Tyson Beckford. Cecily Tyson against Ru Paul. I had a little list. People jumped in.
I'd be
other
up,
Tyson Pauls I would rather see.
I'd be up for all of those. Yeah. All right.